Rom-com Lisa Frankenstein should top the new releases.
Your daughter is a little psycho.
Catherine Newton stars in the title role as a teen in love with a corpse. It's the directorial debut of Zelda Williams, daughter of Robin Williams, with a screenplay written by Diablo Cody. It'll compete with last week's champ Argyle for the number one spot overall, but both are expected to bring in well under $10 million. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And a town in India making breaking curfew potentially deadly after violent clashes over the construction of a mosque. The northern Indian town has imposed an indefinite curfew and ordered police to shoot violators on site. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Shopping locally offers many benefits to your friends and neighbors. The money may go towards paying for a new uniform for a child's school athletic event, putting extra goodies on the family dinner table, or gas in the car to get to medical treatments. At the Creative Outlet, we pay up to half of the selling price for consigned clothing. We also offer year-round display spaces to talented people to sell their handmade gifts or collectibles. On behalf of all of the consigners and crafters at the Creative Outlet on Court Street, I thank you for shopping locally.
When it comes to choosing a propane provider, there's no settling for second best. Since 1939, Ferrellgas has delivered dependable hometown service to its customers. Serving the local community, the employee owners at Ferrellgas provide everyday low pricing and the quality service you and your family deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, there's never a better choice than Ferrellgas. Click ferrogas.com or call 647-2164.
This is the last chance for the winter sales event at Court & Main. This great deal ends Friday, February 9th. Get some of the best prices on some beautiful furniture, including sofas, love seats, recliners, lift chairs, and more. Don't miss out on these amazing deals. Only at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Saturdays.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fishery. Don't miss it.
Central Boarding House Antiques. This historic boarding house, located at 339 West Seminary Street, is over 130 years old and has 17 unique rooms with a large variety of antiques for sale. Central Boarding House Antiques is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make plans to visit Central Boarding House Antiques, located across from Quick Trip in downtown Richland Center. Call 647-7358 or visit their Facebook page today.
If you're interested in learning more about the basic truths found in Scripture, the people at Trinity Apostolic Faith Church in Richland Center invite you to join them for Sunday school beginning at 9:30. Sunday morning worship is at 11. Sunday evening service is at 5. And Wednesday Bible study at 7. You'll enjoy a warm, traditional environment and you'll learn about Jesus, the light of the world. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church, 489 South Larson Street, Richland Center. To learn more, visit the web at apostolicfaith.org or call 647-8758.
Consider this, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. Keith Brooks shared, a famous painter made a rule that none of those who came to learn in his studio should be allowed to paint the face of our Lord unless he were pure in heart and life. One day a young man came who was suspected of leading a wild life. The artist told him of his rule and gave him the head of Judas Iscariot to copy. He tried to copy it, but the face kept repelling him. At last he said despairingly, "Master, I cannot reproduce this. Only give me the face of Christ and I will do my best." The artist complied. As the pupil studied the sweetness and moral beauty of the face divine, it's there he came to hate his old life and to love goodness and purity for the sake of him who gave his life for the world. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the strong cold front which moved through last evening causing a scattered thunderstorm, so with some hail in parts of our region, as well as funnel clouds and tornadoes in Greene, Dane, and Jefferson County, has moved away, and it will be a little cooler today, but still about 15 degrees above normal. Temperatures will drop a bit further for tomorrow, but hopefully we'll see some sunshine mixed in. It'll still be breezy as well for today and tomorrow. Early next week, it looks fairly quiet and temperatures hovering a few degrees above normal. Then we could see another cold front slice through toward Wednesday night and Thursday of next week. That would be our next chance of some light snow that may accumulate, so certainly something to keep an eye on. And we should have a reinforcing shot of cold air coming in toward next weekend when highs may actually stay in the 20s across the region. So definitely taking a turn toward more winter-like conditions. Today, mostly cloudy to breaks of sunshine, breezy and cooler. High temperature 43, west wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high at 37, northwest wind 10 to 18. As we head into Sunday, partly sunny, low 23, high 38. Monday, some sunshine, low 23 with a high of 42. Tuesday, partly cloudy, low in the mid-20s with a high of 39. Wednesday, increasing clouds, low in the mid-20s, high 37. Chance of light snow coming up Wednesday night. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, some light snow possible, low in the mid-20s with highs in the mid-30s. So again, today, variably cloudy, breezy, and somewhat cooler with a high near 43. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. 38 degrees in Richland Center under cloudy skies. Yesterday we hit a new record, 58, breaking an old record that was originally set in 1925. 58 yesterday with 4/100ths of an inch of rain, not as much as a lot of areas, not too far away yesterday. 55, the record high for this day. It was set back in 1977. Record low, 28 below zero in 1899. Last year's high was 40, the low 31. Sunset will occur at 5:24 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 7 minutes after 7. Also, right now we have southwest winds at 6 miles per hour. Barometer at 29.70 is up just a bit. No precipitation today with cloudy skies. We're at our overnight low. It is 38.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Hillsborough Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Well, we'll check out some local and area scores, a look at some of the places we'll be tomorrow as well. And the Bucks suffered another disappointing loss, this time to the Timberwolves last night. We'll have those stories next.
Hillsborough Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsborough Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsborough Equipment or call 489-2275.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. River Valley picked up a 57-47 win over Richland Center in boys basketball last night. The Blackhawks never trailed, and they jumped out to a 34-21 halftime lead. Richland Center made a second-half run that got them within six before River Valley finished strong from the free-throw line. Cole Nabefeld led the Blackhawks with 19 points. Houston Thatcher added 11. Owen Bailey scored 8. Sam Poppy, 6. Caleb Drakenberg and Reese Rhodes both added 5. Javon Willie scored 3. River Valley made 6 threes, with Houston Thatcher making half of them. They were 15 for 27 from the line. Wes Bosworth had 19 points for Richland Center. Jaden Shep had 10. Garrison Weiss, 7. Liam Fingerson scored 5. Tyler Woodman, 4. And Brady Dosh had a 2-point basket. The Hornets made 2 threes and went 8 for 13 from the line. River Valley won the JV game 75-34. Over the Hornets. Following the 57-47 varsity win, River Valley is now 9-12 overall. They will play at Dodgeville next Friday. Richland Center is now 4-18 and will play at Prairie du Chien next Friday. Elsewhere last night in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, Lancaster edged Dodgeville 53-48 and Platteville 63, Prairie du Chien 48. Riverdale enjoyed its second victory of the year over Fenimore. Caleb Tracy scored 20, Carson Kenyon 13. Riverdale 53-41 over Fenimore. The Golden Eagles led by Evan Larson with 16. Southwestern got the win against Boscobel 71-40. Darlington 76, Iowa Grant 59, and Mineral Point over Cuba City 58-42. Highland was a winner against Belmont 65-54. It was Hillsboro 85-39 over Brookwood. In the game, Isaiah Stokes scored 30 points to lead the Tigers. It was a win for North Crawford, edging Seneca 66-64 in the Ridge and Valley last night. Wazika Steuben over Kickapoo 51-38. And Weston with a big win over Lafarge, 71-61. Garrett and Isaac Jennings each scored 23. Logan Bingham, 8. Trevor Westfall, 6. Alex Haas, 4. Garrett Granger, 4. And Colton Newman, 3, leading the Silver Eagles offense. Also in boys basketball from last night, Cassville 53, Benton 39, Potosi 52-51 over Schulzburg. In girls basketball, Darlington 62, Boscobel 57, Hillsboro 69-64 over Brookwood, Cashton 42, Oneiwok Center 28, Royal 68, New Lisbon 31. It was River Ridge and Highland meeting in girls basketball last night, with Highland winning the Six Rivers game 40-33. Reedsburg over Portage 83-16. Wisconsin Dells 71, Nakusa 22. Sauk Prairie beat Baraboo 56-35. McFarland over Mount Horeb 64-44. Bangor 57, Nisida 30. Argyle was the winner over Barneville. That final score 52-43. On tonight's area schedule, boys basketball, it's River Ridge at Boscobel, Hillsboro at Nisida, New Lisbon at Cashton, Oneiwok Center travels to Bangor, Wisconsin Dells at Adams Friendship, Portage at Sauk Prairie, Reedsburg at Baraboo. DeSoto plays at Ithaca. The boys game starts at 6, and the girls basketball game will start around 7:30 in that Ridge and Valley doubleheader. Lancaster plays at Prairie du Chien in girls basketball, River Valley at Platteville, Richland Center is at Dodgeville. Schulzburg travels to Benton, River Ridge at Highland, Potosi Cassville at Belmont, Viroqua at Arcadia. Wisconsin Heights plays at Waterloo. In the Ridge and Valley, North Crawford at Seneca. Fenimore plays at Iowa Grant in the Swall, Southwestern at Cuba City, and Boscobel at Riverdale. We'll have that game tonight on WRCO Radio. Coach Lucas Phelps of Riverdale talked about Tuesday's win over Iowa Grant.
Defensively in the second half, we played really well. You know, limiting them to 9 points was big. So a lot of effort, good hustle, energy plays from the girls, things like that. So a couple of halftime adjustments, but they came out ready to play and locked them up defensively. So that was really the big thing that kind of allowed us to win that conference game. game.
Coach Phelps says the team finished well.
Yeah, you know, I think that was a kind of a complete game for us. You know, I think this year we've struggled a little bit with consistency. And so, you know, the first half was a little bit sloppy defensively, but second half did a really good job, was able to put them away, and that was a big win for us because first time we played them, didn't play very good. They got the win against us. It was kind of nice to finish out that second game and close it out with that win.
And playing basketball, it's always a good game for Riverdale.
Yeah, it is. You know, we got a similar conference record, overall record, all that stuff. So, you know, we play them Friday, and then we play them again Monday. So it's kind of a quick turnaround for us due to, you know, rescheduled games from snowstorms back in January, stuff like that. But, yeah, it should be a good matchup for us. So the girls are kind of excited for that opportunity.
The Teznik Power Sports pregame show begins around 7:15 this evening, and then it's game time, basketball at Riverdale and area girls basketball. Tomorrow, our wrestling coverage begins at 10 o'clock from the Mineral Point Division 3 and Richland Center Division 2 Super Regionals in our immediate area. There are some good ones across the state. Dodgeville also hosts a Division 2 Regional on Saturday. Focusing on the Richland Center event, Coach Silas Coleman of Richland Center talked about his team as they get ready for the action and facing some teams that they have not seen frequently.
A good number of the teams that I've seen at various terms this year, like a bi-state and stuff like that. But there are a few, like Berlin, I haven't seen this year much. And then same thing like with Watoma Wild Rose. There's just a few teams I haven't seen them. So we'll do a little bit of research on them this week and kind of see what we got coming.
Can you look up various wrestlers? Do you have, like, the opportunity with Huddle to look up various wrestlers and their tendencies and things like that?
Depending on the tournaments that they're at, sometimes you can go on Track Wrestling, and if they have kind of stats up on there or if they have a video on there, you could watch that. Otherwise, it's just kind of reaching out to coaches if you know that they are on the same area as them and seeing what they know.
So it's a super regional, and I guess kind of refresh us a little bit in how it works. So they're going to take the top four, is that correct?
Correct. So we'll take the top four out of there, and then Dodgeville also has a super regional, and then we'll come together next weekend in the Dells for the sectional.
So you do have a chance to wrestle back if you lose that first match, but then you have to root for the person that beat you to continue. Is that still the case?
Yep. You're always trying to get them to move through so that way you continue on. And hopefully get to that wrestle back position to where you can move through to the sectional as well.
Here is River Valley coach Dan Makovic talking about the super regional.
We will for sure have our full lineup except for the top two weights, 215 and 285. We haven't had anybody there all year. Everybody's back. There's not too many injuries besides Noah Radke, who's going to wrestle through his injury. We've been resting him to get him prepared for this weekend. These tournaments are the ones that really matter the most to him, and we want to do all we could to prepare him. But injury-wise, we're fine, just that sickness. There's a sickness going around, and everyone's having that right now. So as soon as we can get through this week, hopefully everybody is healthy for Saturday.
Last year was the first year with the Super Regionals, and do you like the format and the way it works?
Personally, I do like the Super Regional. I'm very biased towards it because some regionals would have not the strongest competition, to be honest with you, or they'd have brackets with three kids in there, and then the top two move on. Whereas some of our brackets would have had three quality kids and one has to go home. So I'm a huge fan of the Super Regionals. I know it makes for a longer day, but in my opinion, it's going to guarantee that the top four kids are wrestling the next weekend.
And at Mineral Point, again this year, a buzzsaw of talent from Southwest Wisconsin. The Riverdale Chieftains will be there, and Coach Jeff Campbell says it's good to try and stay on the winning side throughout the day.
Yeah, you sure do. And that's why every time you can advance on that winner side, it just gives you one more opportunity to secure one of those top four spots. And we talked about the format of the day, and the kids are aware of that. And, you know, seeding will be a big part of that, but it's really, you know, who just comes kind of the wrestle on that day, and it's nice to have that opportunity even to wrestle back. If you do lose one of those early round matches, you got a chance to come back through and get yourself moving on.
I know you're focused on the individuals, but you have a shot at the top two as far as the teams?
Yeah, it's, you know, we'll get back full, pretty much fully healthy. We'll be open at one spot this coming weekend. Caden Currier's season came to an end. A good junior of ours at 215. He won't be competing this weekend, unfortunately, but a good kid that had a solid season for us again, three-year letter winner. But other than that, we will have our entire lineup should be ready to go. And you throw your hat in the ring with the top two teams in the entire state of Wisconsin, you know, and we'll battle right up there and hopefully end the day with a good showing. If we can't get into that top two, we know we'll be well represented out of that super regional with two tough teams.
Riverdale coach Jeff Campbell, WRCO Sports coverage begins at 10 tomorrow morning with alternating coverage from both sites. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League yesterday. The Team High Series, Class A with an 18-80. The Three Aces, an 18-40. The Girlfriends, a 17-28. Class A with a 6-38 game. Three Aces and Class A, a 6-30. Three Aces had a 6-20. Also, individual top series, Cheryl McNerlin, a 5-22. And Makovic, a 4-74. Alma Manning, a 4-58. It was Cheryl McNerlin leading with a 191 and a 182. And Makovic with a 175. Alma Manning had a 171 game. And Makovic, a 3-10 and a 2-7 split pickup. Cheryl McNerlin picked up the 3-10 in the Coffee Clutch League. From All-Star Bowling, Series I, Cardinal Glass with a 29-60, Turbo's Bar and Grill a 28-92, J.J. Walsh Jewelry a 27-87, Cardinal Glass a 10-34, Turbo's Bar and Grill a 10-7, and it was Advanced Pump and Well with a 9-81. Top bowling series individually, Terry Wheaton with a 7-52, 164 over average, Jason Gerner a 7-11, Isaac Davison a 6-97. Terry Wheaton at the top game, 279. Jordan Slaney, a 267. Travis Bushley, a 265. Scott Dilley bowled a 545 series, 158 over average. Kim Johnson bowled a 584, 101 over average in the All-Star League. The Minnesota Timberwolves connected on 21 of 41 three-pointers while ruining the home court debut of Bucks coach Doc Rivers last night, 129-105. Chris Middleton and Damian Lillard missed the action with ankle injuries. Since Cam Payne was part of the trade for veteran Patrick Beverley, Milwaukee had to play without a pure point guard. A.J. Green led the scoring column with 27 points, hitting 7 of 8 three-pointers. Jay Crowder scored 21. The Bucks host the Charlotte Hornets coming up right away tonight. Bobby Portis talked about this being a tough loss.
My ninth year now, being in the league, coming off a road trip, I feel like first game is always a tough one off the road, but they played good. They knocked down shots, made it tough for us on our offensive end, the side of the ball. So just got to let it hurt till midnight and get back out there tomorrow with a much-needed win.
And what does Patrick Beverley bring to the team?
Forcer type of guy with a gritty attitude, plays with a swag, with a confidence, brings a tenacity to a team. You know, I feel like he impacts winning in a lot of different type of ways. Some ways that don't show up in the box score. And need that from him. It's going to help us out tremendously.
Brooke Lopez talked about the Bucks and what they need to do.
Just being on the same page, being vocal. You know, obviously, a lot of stuff has happened these past 3-5 games that have been abnormal, but that's the league. You know, we just need to continue to work, continue to be together while we work, you know, and just be all on the same page because we got a lot of talent. We got a lot of smart people. We got a lot of people who compete hard, so we'll figure it out.
Spring training for Brewer pitchers and catchers starts next week in Arizona. They report to camp in Maryville on Wednesday. The first workout is the next day, with position players reporting Monday, February 19th. The first full squad workout will be on the 20th, and the first Cactus League spring training game for the Brewers will be against the Padres. Our first broadcast on WRCE Radio beginning on February 24th. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is Wednesday, February 14th. Order early for best selection. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
For the 37th consecutive year and 51st time overall, Westwood One will be the exclusive network radio home of the Super Bowl. Join WRCO for Super Bowl coverage live from Las Vegas on Sunday. Kevin Harlan will handle the play-by-play duties for the Super Bowl for the 14th straight year. Game day coverage begins at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon with Super Bowl preview co-hosted by Scott Graham, Ross Tucker, and Kurt Warner. The game will kick off around 5:30, and you can catch the excitement on WRCO FM 100.9, courtesy of Westwood One Radio Network. The Super Bowl on Sunday from WRCO Sports.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. Get free shipping all month long. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Thank you for joining us on a Friday. Our regular features continue on WRCO. Fresh from the Country takes a look at brand new country music and a look at the number one most played country song just before 9 o'clock. It is sponsored by Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We begin with a brand new one from Chris Stapleton today on FM 100.9.
I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time.
thought about thinking it through. And every time I do, I find I want to make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. Girl, I thought about thinking it through. And every time I do, I find I want to make your dreams come true. I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. Didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. Just making me lose my mind, girl. I thought about thinking through. Every time I do, I find I want to make things come true. I'm in love with you. I'm in love.
New from Chris Stapleton on WRCO, Think I'm in Love with You. Just past 8:30, we're at 38 degrees in Richland Center. Reba McIntyre says she's been singing the national anthem in the shower and in the car in advance of having to do it at the Super Bowl on Sunday. She says her boyfriend will ask her to sing it one more time. She reminds him she knows the words pretty well. Post Malone says it's nerve-wracking to think he's about to sing America the Beautiful at the Super Bowl as well. That's part of the upcoming festivities prior to kickoff on Sunday, the big game in Las Vegas. A brand new one right now from Scotty McCreery on FM 100.9.
His mother-in-law's a manic. His new wife's in a panic, saying, when you coming home? Danny drives a tractor, left it in the past. Your boss is getting madder, cause he won't pick up the phone. Might not be an Ivy League Einstein crowd, but when it comes to Friday night, man, we got it figured out. When the wrong week's paychecks are cashed, where we gonna spend it, buddy? You ain't gotta ask. When the neon lights are kicking on, all of us are headed to a home away from home. That can't pass the bar. Bobby's got a cousin who says he's good for nothing, always making fun of him cause he doesn't own a suit. Freddie's ex-lady's got a new Mercedes from the judge she's dating down in Baton Rouge. He's the book smart, no dark pool shooting kind, that's why she shows back up every other Friday night. When the long week's paychecks are cashed, where we gonna spend? Can't pass the bar. When you're raised out here, you are who you are. That two-lane road will only get you so far. We can pass around cigars, guitars, and jars, but we can't pass the bar. Can't pass the ball.
Brand new from Scotty McCreery on Fresh from the Country.
Looking for the perfect love seat and sofa set? Well, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has you covered. For those that love the cool look of leather, but the long, warm feel for fabric, the Stoneland Reclining Sofa and Reclining Love Seat set delivers both with ease. Its high-performance padded faux leather is remarkably durable and easy to clean. Just the thing for family spaces. Not to mention fashion-forward flair. Shop the Valentine's Day sale now through February 17th, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, my name is Molly. I'm a third grade student at St. Mary's School. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, February 16th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Again, the drive-through fish fry is February 16th from 4:30 to 7 at St. Mary's School. See you there!
February is here, and Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so love is in the air. I, Jamie Johnson, also known as Coach Johnson, would love to spread some health and hope this month. In honor of Valentine's Day being the 14th, I'll provide 14% off this month for those who place a new order with me. You can reach out on Facebook or contact me at 608-604-7751. Others took advantage of last month's offer, and that group is down over 100 pounds already. Are you ready to lose weight, maintain, or add muscle? Our program can help. You know me. I love to coach. Contact Coach Johnson today, have an informed conversation, and get 14% off.
Coming up, the trivia question of the day on WRCO. Here's a song that's been moving well on the charts for Bailey Zimmerman into the top 30 this week.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Show me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like where it ends.
Bailey Zimmerman into the top 30 with that one this week on the Country Airplay. We'll see whether Nate Smith hangs on to number one coming up in just a little bit today. But right now it is the trivia question of the day, courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Oh, Kenny, the wannabe baker down there in his Easy Bake Oven and whatnot. But we guarantee if you win today, it won't be something out of Kenny's Easy Bake. No, it'll be bigger than that. But anyway, here is the question. A survey found that 27% of us absolutely do not want this for Valentine's Day. What is it? We'll give you multiple choice. Is it A, balloons, B, homemade cards, C, various bath soaps, or D, gift cards? Survey found that 27% of us absolutely do not want this for Valentine's Day. 608-647-4155. Good luck.
Well, I like my men like I like my whiskey. Shot at him, and I'm feeling frisky. Heaven for the night, but hell in the morning when he leaves me. I like my men like I like my whiskey. Same place, same time, same pick up.
Jesse G featuring Gretchen Wilson. Jesse G has been in the studios, WRCO Radio, some years ago. In fact, toured through here and sat in with Bo Hendricks for a while. And so, yeah, we've seen her before. We know her. Right now, congratulations to Lisa Ermelio, the winner of trivia. We had lots of guesses today, but finally got the right one. A survey found that 27% of us do not want this for Valentine's Day. And the survey says balloons. A, 27% say no. But to each their own. I mean, I don't mind them. No, I'd
actually kind of like it more. Flowers, balloons, although I like candy bouquets better, but whatever. Congrats to Lisa, the winner of our prize today, supplied by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. And it's Lisa's birthday, too, so it isn't often we have a trivia winner that has a birthday the same day. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Burnt again. Kenny here with my Easy Bake Oven. I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
There's some good ideas for Valentine's Day now less than a week away. We're at 38 degrees in Richland Center at 15 before 9.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A big thank you to our sponsor, fresh from the country, Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance. We'll have new releases coming up again here as we lead toward 9 in just a moment. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Rabbit's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is Wednesday, February 14th. Order early for best selection. Rabbit's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Hillsboro Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, February 14th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This auction includes multiple farm lines and tons of great equipment, including tractors, planters, grain drills, sprayers, grain trucks and trailers, combines and harvest equipment. This is a big auction with tons of quality farm equipment. The Hillsboro Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, February 14th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. Get free shipping all month long. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese Family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's
shines under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
11 minutes before 9 o'clock, we'll have a musical morning show as well, talking new music. He has a new album out. Our friend Bruce Tesmer will stop by the studio a little bit later on for our morning show community conversation. This is a brand new one from Dylan Scott.
Gave us that hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls, where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Good people in a back row pew, good dirt that the corn grows through, good water that can wash away our sins, good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do, all the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Too good to us. Slow like that river rolls, where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us.
Dylan Scott on WRCO, fresh from the country. Here's a medley of stars adding their talents to this one. Tracy Lawrence, Rodney Carrington, and David Adam Burns.
My daddy always was a gentleman, never the kind who ever forced his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice.
If anybody ever put us down, well, you can bet that he would stand his ground. And he would tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice.
You gotta kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you got to kick a little and be tough. You gotta let them know you've had enough.
Remember that unless you wanna finish last, you gotta kick a little.
Some people judge you by the way you look. They see you once and say you ain't no good.
Feels like you're never gonna take you for who you are. That's when you have to stand up and be strong and go the extra mile to prove them all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far. Yeah, you got to kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you gotta kick a little and be tough. You gotta let them know you had enough. Remember that unless you wanna finish.
Tracy Lawrence and Friends, a remake of an old tune from Little Texas on WRCO Radio. Well, the most played country songs across land these days. Luke Combs, Where the Wild Things Are, that goes at number 5. Cody Johnson, The Painter, at number 4. Warren Zeters and Pretty Little Poison at number 3. Nate Smith, after a 7-week run at number 1, falls to number 2 with World on Fire. And the number 1 tune this week belongs to Riley Green featuring Luke Combs.
What you find on a back road, proofs in the whiskey, reds in the dirt, and hard work stops at the fence row. We stand for the flag, and if you don't like it, we don't care, 'cause we do things a little different around here. We're breaking 18 wearing army green, truth is in the words and red we read. Pride is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. The right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah, we're doing things a little different around here. Easy's at the end of a long day. Free's how you feel, not what you pay. Simple's how we live, yeah. Thanks is what we give. Roots in the ground's why we stay.
Why we stay.
In the words in red we read. Proud is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. Yeah, right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah, we're doing things a little different around here.
Doing things a little different around here.
Number one this week, Riley Green and Luke Combs on WRCO, Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Caron State Farm Insurance. It is 39 degrees.